Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player who recently returned from a National Hockey League training camp and has been on fire ever since, scoring some highlight reel goals in the Western Conference. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is also from the Western Conference. It's Ottawa Senators prospect and Windsor Spitfires forward Logan Brown. He picked up 2 goals and 6 assists for 8 points in 3 games last week and was a +2 during that time. He's put up 14 points in 6 games since returning from Senators training camp. Brown was certainly impressive all through last season, earning himself a high spot on the Ottawa Senators depth chart as they took him in the opening round of the 2016 National Hockey League entry draft. Other players considered for the Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week were Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters, who scored 4 goals and 4 assists for 8 points in 3 games, along with Nikita Korostalev of the Sarnia Sting, who had 4 goals and 1 assist for 5 points and 2 shootout goals in 2 victories for the Sting. Now, speaking of Korostalev, we caught up a little bit earlier this week to talk about his recent play as well as his experience with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Nikita, let's take me through last weekend. Obviously, things wrapped up with the win on home ice against Peterborough. You got the win against Kitchener as well in the shootout. I'm sure it was a nice way to go through last weekend's action.
Well, yeah, 2 different games. We struggled in Kitchener, found a way to battle back and won against the Peterborough 2. We, I think, played better than them, but we're down and found a way again, and it's great.
Getting used to shootouts?
Yeah, I mean, pretty weird, and I like it.
For you, going in there, picked up a nice setup on the goal that Hinz tipped in on the Schlichting shot. Then you came back with a little goal of your own that a few people have been talking about over the last few days. And then, you know, certainly the shootout goal as well. You must have been pretty happy the way that played out.
Well, yeah, it's good to put the puck in the net, and pretty good. We get a win too, for sure.
How many texts have you been getting since that Friday night goal?
A couple.
Were you surprised how much it was played?
I was for sure. I didn't think it was that big of a deal when I put the puck in the net. But I guess it was.
Was that a move where, you know, sort of a move you've done before? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In this case, yeah, it all worked.
Yeah, I guess so. Just saw the guy coming in at me, felt like I can make a move on him, and it worked out.
Is there a place where it's been shown where you were really surprised?
Yeah, I mean, like, just to go through defense like that, it doesn't happen that often. Just, like I said, I was lucky to go through that.
We talked about obviously being at Leaf Camp. The second time you've gone through that, tell me about this year's experience.
Well, this year it was great. I didn't make the main camp last year. Just went to the rookie tournament, and this year I felt more confident for sure. First of all, prove to myself that I can compete at that level, battle with those guys, the big boys, and it was a great, great experience. I grew much every day I was there.
Do you find the second time around it's a little easier? Easier maybe even isn't the right word. Just because you know what to expect a little bit, going through obviously the rookie and the development part of it first. I know I was in London, but just rather than walking in there blind, you kind of have a little bit of an idea of just who some of the people are and just dealing with some of the expectations, the schedule, and things like that.
Well, yeah, like I said, I felt more confident. I knew the guys there, the coaching staff. It was great. Everybody were great to each other. First class, every dinner, it's just great.
Moving on to the main camp for your first time, what did you pick up there compared to, you know, that's a little different dealing with the NHL players versus dealing with sort of the other prospects.
Well, to be honest, I felt that I can play against those guys. It was split between prospects, farm team, and the NHL guys, but that was really good. Playing against those guys, battling those guys, it was a great experience.
Who do you deal with in terms of coaches and people dealing with you? Because I'm assuming Mike Babcock, a lot of those guys are sort of watching from upstairs. Who do you deal with a lot for something like that?
Well, Kyle Dubas talks to the prospects at all the training staff, the Sheldon Keefe, he was coaching my team at the tournament and at the main camp. So those guys for the most part.
Do you find too, going through main camp, you even see more that off ice preparation that goes on and that mentality of sort of the preparation? It's one thing on the ice, but it's another thing. Did you find you learned a lot this year being at main camp with what the guys do off the ice?
Well, yeah, it's first class, not even just the warm up and after practice, just they feed you the right food, tell you what to eat, lots of presentations, sleeping presentations, what you have to put in your body before and after the games. it was great to learn those things.
Have you found those things have really helped you now, even just coming back to Sarnia?
Absolutely. I've been following that, and I feel that it's helping me.
Eight goals in your first handful of games coming back. You just found that, you know, things are going your way even more as you've come back here so far?
Well, yeah, I feel pretty good. It's like fourth year here. I feel great. I know everything, know all the guys, the coaching staff. I know what they expect from me, and getting some luck, to be honest, too, and just feel good to be here.
That was Nikita Korostalev of the Sarnia Sting. In this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, the Sting come in at number 10 as they enter this week's play with a 5-1-1 record. The number one team in the Ontario Hockey League in the rankings, now the Windsor Spitfires. The London Knights come in at number 7, Hamilton Bulldogs at 8, and honorable mention to the Kitchener Rangers. Did you know that 173 OHL graduates were named to NHL opening night rosters for the 2016-2017 season, including 10 players who are still eligible to return to the Ontario Hockey League? That stat is led by the Arizona Coyotes, who have Jacob Chychrun from the Sarnia Sting, Lawson Kraus of Kingston, Christian Dvorak of the London Knights, and Dylan Strom of the Erie Otters, all four players named to the Arizona starting lineup, but at the same time could possibly return to the Ontario Hockey League before this season is done. On the other side of the ledger, 24 OHL players have been named to represent Canada at the 2016 World Under-17 Hockey Challenge. That's coming up at the end of October in Sault Ste. Marie. For the complete list, be sure to check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Also at OntarioHockeyLeague.com, you can check out many other news and notes from around the O, including the OHL Plays of the Week. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Wood.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.